For parents who worry about school violence, a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention offers some reassurance. It finds that violent deaths in schools are declining, but when those rare events happen, they are increasingly likely to claim more than one life. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
The study looked at school-related violent deaths that occurred between 1994 and 1999. Through newspaper clippings and interviews with police, the researchers identified 220 violent incidents at U.S. schools, resulting in 253 deaths. Dr. Mark Anderson of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is the study's lead researcher. He says these numbers are good news for children because they mean a violent death at school is very rare.
In fact, they're far more likely to suffer a fatal injury when they step into a car rather than stepping into the school building. And it's important to emphasize that less than 1% of all homicides and suicides that affect school-aged children are associated with a school.
And those numbers are declining. During the study's time period, violent deaths at school fell by 43%. But the study also revealed some disturbing trends. Anderson says the rate of deadly attacks involving more than one victim rose steadily.
In other words, there are now fewer events, but more deaths per event.
The findings appear in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. Among them, most of the killings were carried out with guns. Most happened at the beginning or end of school or during lunchtime. And perpetrators were twice as likely as their victims to have been bullied and seven times as likely to have thought about, planned, or attempted suicide. What can schools do? The researchers recommend cutting back on overcrowding, boosting supervision, and reducing bullying. Some schools are already doing this.
The operative question is it enough? I don't think it's enough by any stretch of the imagination.
Dr. Ted Feinberg of the National Association of School Psychologists used to head the organization's emergency response team. He says there are still many schools that don't have plans to prevent violent deaths, and this report could help.
And in some cases, in some settings where they believe that these types of problems will not happen, there's a certain kind of myopic view that I think is dangerous.
Feinberg wants schools to pay special attention to a finding in the report that in over half the incidents, there was some sort of warning signal, a note, a journal entry, or a threat that was made. He says schools need to combat the code of silence among teens and create a culture where students come forward when these warning signals occur.
And that it is not a question of tattling, it is a question of health and safety and prevention of tragic, tragic loss of life and injuries.
Feinberg hopes more students can do what a Massachusetts teenager did just over a week ago. The girl told a teacher about an alleged plot to kill students and faculty at New Bedford High School. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.